man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
Hey, welcome to the show, folks. This is your host, James Kelso, listening. Thank you very much for tuning in to the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. That's what this is, and we've got 2 hours. I'm I am really jumping up and down right now because Donald Trump is about to speak over these sound waves, these radio waves. We're going to be bringing you Donald Trump here in moments from CPAC in Orlando, Florida. Let me just dispense with preliminaries here real quickly. Today is February 28th, 2021, and we'll have 2 hours together. How long will Donald Trump speak? Well, that's a good question. I've been to four of his rallies. He never spoke less than 1 hour. I'm kind of guessing he's going to do that again here today. Let's see, what else, what other preliminary is there? That's about it. There won't be much calling in while Donald Trump is speaking. So after we listen to Donald Trump, I'll give out the phone number and you can call into this, to the show, and we can talk about what we heard, what we are about to hear. But I mean, you know, this, you know, I kind of joke about this. I've done it for how many years we've been doing this? 5 years. I've been joking about the fact that that, you know, before we go on the air here, the Trump campaign always checks with the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show to make sure that their events are timed perfectly to go onto this show. Now, it's worked out that way. Of course, I'm pulling your leg, but it has happened over and over again that when this show goes on the air, Donald Trump goes live. So here we are once again. He's about to speak. And everything's on schedule. I've got one eye here. I've got three computers in front of me. And one of them will be, I've got a subscription to the Fox Nation, that subscribers thing that that Fox has. They're broadcasting it live. So I'll give you that high quality feed out of one of these computers right into my microphone, the microphone into which I'm speaking now, my golden microphone, which is silver. And by the way, they just concluded a wonderful tribute to the great, incomparable Rush Limbaugh on the stage there at CPAC at the Hyatt in Orlando. It's a 1,600-room hotel, huge, gidge, as our president would say. And I love the way Matt Schlapp, the president of the American Conservative Union and the kingpin of the CPAC, I love the way he described the president. He said, the president is on schedule to be on our stage, meaning he must be sort of in the house. Elvis must be in the house. So everything's on schedule. and he was scheduled to speak now. So here we go. The crowd is huge. Everybody's got their Trump hats. Let me just, I'll turn up the audio here. Let's just see what they're playing right now.
Very dark, because what left wing...
Okay, they're playing a... They're showing a movie to the crowd before the president comes on. Now, let me set the stage a little bit here. Leading up to the president... And by the way, this is the be-all and the end-all of this conference. I mean, this whole conference has been pointed... It started Thursday night, then it went all day Friday, all day Saturday, and all day today. And it's been nothing but build to the Trump speech. There is nothing, there is no countercurrent. There are no even eddies of dissent. The conservative, make America great again, Donald Trump movement is more solid in our support of Donald Trump than it has ever been. This is a shock to the left. They unleashed all their artillery on us all night. Their artillery. This is like Fort McHenry, you know, when the British fleet bombed the hell out of Fort McHenry, and the British admiral said that flag must be come down. That flag must not be flying when we end our all night barrage. And Francis Scott Key was on one of those British ships. They wouldn't let him off because he knew the British plan. As an American, he knew too much, so he couldn't get off the ship. So as he watched from that British ship, he couldn't see the flag, couldn't see Fort McHenry, the smoke, the bombs, the fire, the American troops dying inside of Fort McHenry. But when the sun rose, tattered but still flying, was that big American flag over Fort McHenry. And that's what this is like. That's what this what we're experiencing now. They've been unleashing their artillery against us and against Donald Trump day in, day out, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, everything they could do, every form of lawfare, every puke and piece of garbage like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer have been jumping up and down like monkeys trying to destroy Donald Trump. And, you know, here comes the sun. And we're still there. Battered and bruised, but we're still there. More determined than ever, just like those Americans in Fort McHenry, which did not, would not surrender. The origin of our national anthem, which the left is trying to destroy. Isn't it interesting? They want to destroy that national anthem. All right, let's see. All right, I've got one eye. I'll seem a little distracted here for the next few minutes until the president starts speaking. Then I'll put the president through, and I'll shut up. You'll hear me roaring and laughing and, you know, but that's about it. We'll listen to the president. Okay, so part of the build for this, in the previous hour, a beautiful build. My favorite congressman, Jim Jordan of Ohio, he spoke. Oh, he was great. And when the crowd started to roar its approval for Jim Jordan, he said, hey, save it. Save it for President Trump. He's going to be here shortly. Let's see, what else happened? After Jim Jordan spoke, they announced the results of the CPAC presidential poll. Jim McLaughlin, who is the President Trump's pollster, announced the results. It was wonderful. Donald Trump is far and away, has a 97% approval. And McLaughlin couldn't he held it back. He said, guess what your approval rating of Donald Trump is. He said, guess, what do you think it is? 90%? No, higher. It's 97%, folks. And then he said, well, what's that 3%? He said, I don't know, maybe a few media reporters got into the event. Maybe some Mitt Romney. Part of Mitt Romney's staff, maybe. But 97%. So everything is set up beautifully. There's nobody else. It's Donald Trump all the way. He's the leader. And as Jim Jordan said, Donald Trump is the leader of our movement. He's the leader of the Republican Party. And he said, come 2024, come January 2025, he is going to be the leader once again of America as our president again. Let's see, what are some of the other notes I took here? I'm just keeping an eye on the screen here, so we'll be live when we go to the president. Here's a good one. In that CPAC poll, they ask a bunch of questions. One of the questions is, what is your number one issue? And by the way, what is the CPAC poll? What is CPAC? I haven't even given you the acronym here. The Conservative Political Action Conference. CPAC, Conservative Political Action Conference. It's held every year in February. And it's the biggest conservative conference in the world every year. Average attendance, 10,000 people. And it's always sold out. If they could pack more people in, they could have more people attend. It's not just anybody that attends. It's a who's who of conservatism, of the right, of patriots. You might as well say be there or be square. So they're all there. The leadership is there. Also, especially strongly represented are the young leadership. College campuses, especially strongly present at every CPAC. So when this is the, what would you say? This is the crown jewel. If you dominate CPAC, well, that's it. It's a done deal. You're going to be the candidate. You are leading the movement because the movement has just endorsed you. So the movement at CPAC in Orlando just resoundingly has endorsed Donald Trump. And they've been doing it now for 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So this is a perfect launch. That's what you're about to hear. This is the first speech Donald Trump has given since leaving the White House. This is the launch. We're all in on it. We're going to hear it live. The launch of Trump 2024 and a whole bunch of other things. Who knows what Trump will announce here? And as I said, how long will he speak? I mean, this is such a – he knows what an important moment this is himself. So whatever he's planning, however much time he plans on spending in this speech, who knows? I'm sure he doesn't know, because what he does once he goes off – you know, he goes off script, which he does every time. He's given speeches that were 2 hours long. I've heard them, 2 hours long. And rallies that were 2 hours long, four of which I've attended with my kids, two in the 2016 campaign, Fargo and Duluth, two in the 2020 campaign, Duluth again, and Bemidji. It's a small town in northern Minnesota. There were as many of us at the rally for President Trump in Bemidji as live in Bemidji. We our numbers exceeded the population of the town where we were greeting the president. All right, let me turn the volume up. Let me see what they're doing now. I'm just randomly going to turn up here on CPAC.
He's done a promise that we talked about that has already happened or is going to happen. I can't believe anyone in our country would not want to keep going down that path.
That's Mike Lindell.
If Americans sit back and let a bunch of elites in Washington, D.C. or in their state capitals determine how they're going to live their lives, this whole American experiment is over.
Wow. This is a movie we're watching right now.
Look at this bubble that goes on there where they think that only the people who are inside that bubble are the best and brightest. And only those people know how to tell other people how to live their lives. I think that's the most dangerous thing about Washington, D.C., New York, the Acela Corridor.
Nice.
Donald Trump couldn't find Ukraine on a map if you had the letter U and a picture of an actual physical crane next to it. The credulous boomer Rube demo that backs Donald Trump.
Now, they're showing here. They're showing up. Well, this is a movie. It's a brilliant movie. I'll turn it down because you can't see it. I hope you can't see it. This is a buildup again for the president. So let's go back to my notes here. The number one issue for the people at CPAC was, now this really, all that voice you last heard was on the Don Lemon show. This really is going to bother them. Election integrity is the number one issue for those thousands at CPAC. Okay, what does that mean? Why does that make Don Lemon's remaining hair fall out? Because that's the subject. That is the forbidden subject. The election was stolen. Biden and the demon rats stole this election. It was fraud on steroids. It was criminality, election voter criminality on steroids. They want to make it illegal to say that, to think that. But that's what everybody at CPAC is thinking. They just announced it in the poll. 62% of them, 62%, two-thirds said this is our number one issue. Their number two issue was constitutional rights. The number three issue was immigration. So very, very good. They're thinking about the right things. Let's see. In the presidential poll, who else got any votes at all in the presidential poll as a 2024 preferred candidate? Well, number two, interestingly, of course, we're in Florida here at Orlando, and Governor Ron DeSantis is doing a hell of a good job of being a governor. He was number two. But nowhere near President Trump. And then everybody else, all the other names that you can think of, if you ask about any other name you're thinking of, is in single digits. I wasn't able to write them all down. I couldn't write that fast. They just flashed it up on the screen for a short time. But everybody else that you might mention, like Josh Hawley or Ted Cruz or Kristi Noem, they are all in single digits. Then they did another poll. They did a poll. What if Trump were not to run? Who would you favor if Trump was not in the running? Of course, you can dismiss that one. But Ron DeSantis won that one too, running away. He had 43% of the vote. So, but that ain't going to happen. I don't know whether Donald Trump will announce he's running in this next speech, but he'll certainly give us a great tease. He'll do whatever the smart thing is. That's what he'll do. And here's what some of the important things that Jim Jordan said an hour ago. My favorite congressman, I think. He said, Donald Trump showed us how to win. Now, where have you heard that statement made before? That's right. Right here. I've been saying that over and over again when people say, Kelso, why are you such a cheerleader for Donald Trump? Can you put your pom-poms down, Kelso? No, I can't. And my reason is Donald Trump showed us how to win. We've been losing. I don't like losing. I'm even more concerned about losing when I think about my children. Because if we lose, their future is gone. So we can't lose. We must win. And we've been losing. So that's a problem we had to fix. And we weren't doing very well at fixing it. Then along comes Donald John Trump. And he wins. The big one. Doesn't win a Senate race. Doesn't win a congressional race. Jim Jordan, well, he did great to win his congressional race in Ohio, Northwest District there of Ohio. But that's just that won't get you home. Donald Trump comes out of nowhere, not even a politician, wins the big one. He showed us how to win. And he's still showing us how to win. Take the past tense out of that. He is showing us how to win. Let's take a short break. The president isn't on stage yet, so let's have a break, and we'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Okay, we're back, folks. And we're going to be bringing you live. I've got it queued up right here. I'm listening at a one ear and watching one eye CPAC going on right now in Orlando, Florida. But the president isn't on stage yet. What's on right now is a great movie about the American Conservative Union and CPAC. Here, let's turn it up just a second. Let me see. Okay, now you're just getting crowd noise. Well, I'll tell you what, the president's probably just somewhere behind the curtains or, you know, coming in his motorcade or who knows what, helicopter, who knows how he's arriving. He would have to travel from Mar-a-Lago, which is in Palm Beach, Florida. It's not a very long trip from Mar-a-Lago to Orlando. I made that trip many times. So I've forgotten how many miles it is. What, like 150 maybe? Something like that. I'll go look on the map and see. It's been too long. I've forgotten. But the in this movie I was just watching during the break, I didn't realize this. CPAC has now gone worldwide. And the reason is Donald Trump. Can you believe it? Some of you may already be aware of this. There are big rallies for Donald Trump in Seoul, Korea, in Sao Paulo, Brazil, in Tokyo, Japan, big Trump rallies. And these are spontaneous. People all over the world recognize that people who do not want to go down the socialist hellhole realize Donald Trump is not only our best chance. He is their best chance. So CPAC has become a worldwide phenomenon. They actually have big conferences in Tokyo, in Seoul, in Sao Paulo. That's where President Bolsonaro, huge supporter of Donald Trump, and like Donald Trump, a populist nationalist. So this is going worldwide, and the Matt Schlapp is the head of the American Conservative Union, who are the sponsor for the Conservative Political Action Conference. And the here, let's turn it up. Let's see what they're what's on the screen right now. More movie is on the screen.
I suppose there might have been.
So how many?
But Bill Barr
so
said
how many?
His own attorney general
so
said not enough to overturn the results of the election.
Bill Barr, believe it or not, had no
court decision after court decision. He put three justices
you just,
on the Supreme Court. They didn't agree with him.
You just told me that that's actually not right. He just told me that there was illegal voting in the last election. You don't know how many. Did you sit down with the team in the back?
Now, what this is great. It's pretty unintelligible to you because everybody talking here is talking through a stupid mask. Oh, the hell with the masks. More and more people up here in North Dakota, you just don't wear the mask. It's like to hell with the mask. Basically what it is it's a sign of social submission. There's no health benefit. It's a health detriment. It's not doing anything. This guy Fauci, what a fraud. I like the way a real doctor, Ron Paul, very early on, he said, Fauci is a fraud. Ron Paul said that way a year ago. Fauci is a fraud. Wonderful. And that's the truth. So I'm watching this, watching them. They're debating here at a CPAC. Matt Schlapp is debating some media guy who's saying, well, Bill Barr said there was no fraud in the election. Not enough. Oh, is this Jim Acosta he's debating? I think it's Jim Acosta. This puke. And of course, Bill Barr, we now know Bill Barr is the swamp. Bill Barr is deep state. And the John Durham, did you see that? The headline on John Durham, he resigned his position in the Justice Department. He is still, technically, he's still a prosecutor. Let's see here. Something's happening. Okay, this is Trump music coming up at all his rallies. He plays a series of music. So. Trump's on the way. He's in the building. When you hear this music, his plane has landed. I know Michael Jackson's not your favorite, mine neither, but what Trump is doing with some of this music is he's playing music, you know, he instead of playing Lynyrd Skynyrd, which he'd prefer, they'd all be called racist. They can't call, he plays the Village People, you know, can't call him a homophobe if he's playing the Village People. He plays Michael Jackson, can't call him a racist if he's playing Michael Jackson. It's pretty clever, and it's all very high energy music. And when you're at a Trump rally, the speakers are turned up to 10. You don't want to be near them. He's moments away from walking out on the stage. This is so like old times. This is so beautiful. You know, oh, okay, we got a little break. Let's get this break over with. We'll catch the president on the other side.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the energy planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Hey, that's what we are.
Yeah, I don't want no handout.
I don't want no handout living. Don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white, and I got a song to sing. Hey, hey, sing it, Merle. And here we are now. They just, folks, this is just deja vu all over again, as Yogi Berra would say. They've just moved into this song. You, at every Trump rally, you hear this song. After Michael Jackson, you hear this. And a lot of these singers don't want Trump to use their music. They're, but too bad. Who's this? I forget who this is. But it's there's a timing aspect. In other words, you hear a series of songs, like we'll know that President Trump is like ready to come out from the curtain when we hear "Proud to Be an American" with Lee Greenwood singing. You hear that? The president's coming out, and a few other songs like that. And just moments ago, I'm looking at the crowd. I'm giving the visual to you. You can't get over the air, but you saw this whole crowd. The previous song was this Michael Jackson, Billie Jean song. They're dancing around. They don't like Michael Jackson, but they're dancing around. They're wiggling, old people dancing like they're teenagers. Everybody, this is something you see at every Trump rally. And this is something that Trump brought to us as patriots in America. He put a smile on our face, an ear-to-ear smile of happiness, deep happiness, that there's hope, that we've got a chance, that we've got a leader, that we've got somebody who won't betray us. And you see that in this crowd. It's not going away. This has got to be producing conniptions for the left. We know this is the case. Their whole point is to get rid of Trump. Their whole point is to cancel Trump, to sever his movement, kill his movement, destroy our morale. And guess what, folks? They have failed miserably. And the more, as the engineer says, the rhinos in the Republican Party, they've failed. Along with this Lincoln Project, you know, all these weirdos in the Lincoln Project, the wheels have come off of that buggy, and you know, the Mitt Romney, Ben Sasse, John McCain, Murkowski rhinos. They've all bombed out. So everything they've thrown at Trump, it hasn't worked. Now, okay, they stole the election in 2020. We've got to hang on till 2022 when Donald Trump will lead the charge and will take back the House. And then we got to hang on for another 2 years when Donald Trump will be president again. So think about it, folks. You're only allowed 8 years as president per current constitution. You're only allowed 8 years. He's going to get his full 8 years. So, you know, it's not gloom and doom. And the American people are going to have, in the Joe Biden presidency and the Kamala Harris vice presidency, the Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer control of the Senate and House, the American people are getting what? A wake up. They're getting a wake up. This is real. It's not. This is life or death now. This is the Second Amendment. This is the First Amendment. This is the possibility, the future of your children. So the American people in this intervening 4 years are getting a wake up call. They're getting it right smack, a cow pie right in the face from Joe Biden. Okay, let's see where they are. It says the headline soon, Trump speaks at CPAC. Let's see. Okay, more music going. The crowd, this is, if you've been to a Trump rally, this is what you experience before President Trump goes on stage. There's a lot of songs get played, and there's a tremendous build. And who knows what's going on backstage as the president is, I'm assuming he's in the House, but he might not be. He might be landing in a helicopter right now as we speak. At the Trump rallies that I've attended with my kids, it's so dramatic. He lands in either the 747 or at a little airport like Bemidji, which can't handle, that runway can't handle the weight of Air Force One, of the 747 anyway. He lands in his presidential 757, which is still a huge two-engine plane, not a four-engine like the 47. It's two huge engines, and it's a huge plane. You'd think it was a 747 when it comes up real close to you, which he does. His pilot taxis right up to the speaking bleachers. The president comes down the ramp and walks. Sometimes he takes the car, but he walks right over to us. And when he leaves, he walks back and walks up on the plane and whoosh, takes off. And these big, beautiful birds. And of course, you know, he's got one of his own. He has a seven. He commented at one of the rallies. He said, you know, this 757 that I just flew in on, he says, it's a beautiful plane. He says, I've got one of my own. And he does. That plane, you remember seeing it in the 2016 campaign. He flew around on that 757. It says Trump in big letters all along the fuselage. And if some of you are old enough to remember, do you remember Trump Airlines? Trump had an airline with, you know, international jets, and he had a helicopter service as well, based in New York City. And that airline was bought and absorbed by other airlines, but he's actually run his own successful airline and helicopter shuttle service. Still not on stage. And let's see, I'm go back into my notes here. What do they call this in the music business? Vamping, what I'm doing. The tribute to Rush Limbaugh was so incredible that we saw as a buildup to this speech by President Trump. And of course, look back a year ago, February of 2020, the president is giving his final, up to now, his most recent State of the Union address. And remember the scene. Nancy Pelosi is sitting behind him, and the president is giving his salute to Rush Limbaugh. Melania is sitting right next to Rush. And I was just watching it just a bit ago, and I caught this. You know, Nancy Pelosi is so demented. When the president is looking up and offering his salute to Limbaugh, Nancy Pelosi has her neck turned 90 degrees. This witch has her neck turned 90 degrees, and she's looking over towards the Democrat portion of the House of Representatives chamber where the State of the Union address is given. She will not look at Rush Limbaugh. Everybody else, everybody in the building is looking at Rush Limbaugh, who's getting this great tribute, blushing up there in his seat. And the president's about to give him, have Melania pin or hang the Presidential Medal of Freedom around his neck. Nancy Pelosi will not look at Limbaugh. And then the other thing she does, remember that at the end of the president's speech, do you remember the incredible thing that she did? One of the most truly psychotic things and evil. That woman is evil. At the end of his speech, she took the text of his speech, which was actually a government property. It was handed to her. It wasn't her possession. She was handed a copy of the president's speech, which belongs to the U.S. government. And she then made a big dramatic gesture of tearing it up, tearing each page in half. What a wicked, nasty person. She wouldn't look. She averted her gaze. Then she had to tear up the speech. She sat on her fat ass when everybody else was jumping to their feet, applauding and cheering. She, along with the demon rats, just sat on her big fat ass up there next to Mike Pence, who was kind of largely oblivious to her. He wasn't paying much attention to her, understandably. I don't think he even saw as she was tearing up the president's speech. But think about it, a year ago, that's where we were. And that what a magnificent moment that State of the Union address was. And including that moment, probably the peak moment for Rush Limbaugh for his soon-to-be-ended life, sadly. But what a moment that was for the guy who created. What are you listening to right now, ladies and gentlemen? Talk radio. Would there be talk radio today if Rush Limbaugh hadn't saved it? Not only did Rush Limbaugh save talk radio, he saved AM and then FM radio. Radio was going down the drain when Rush Limbaugh appeared, and all of a sudden, he goes from 20 stations to 600 stations, and all of a sudden there's stations all over the country, and people want to listen to Rush Limbaugh. And remember, there's never been any kind of a left-wing counter to talk radio. Talk radio is a right-wing phenomenon, because what is talk radio? It's conducive to the truth. It's conducive to ideas. The left can't stand ideas. They don't like freedom of expression. They don't like free speech. And that's what talk radio is. Talk radio may be the strongest card in our hand. It may be the hardest thing for the left to dismantle, is to take us off the air. You know, and geniuses like John Stadtmiller have come up with innumerable new ways to get on the air. So when they stop up one way, they deplatform or cancel one avenue, patriots like John Stadtmiller, they'll find another way. With your help. Okay, now here's Gloria. That's another song. We always hear at a Trump rally, you're always going to hear Gloria. And that's an even, that's that song is right before the president. Now, what these songs have in common, you're wondering what the presidential musical selection here, they're all driving, powerful, motivating songs. Whether they're your favorite artists or not, the beat is awesome. And the president, you know, this is all happening at the direction of the president. The speakers are maxed out at 10. The PA system is almost shaking itself off the stage. And now people are dancing. Everybody's dancing around. But what the president is doing with his powerful, powerful music, he's getting people pumped up. He's raising them to something approaching his energy level. Now, people, I'll paint the picture of the crowd for you. Everybody's got their red Trump hat on. So the president's going to look out at his usual sea of red Trump hats. People are waving their Trump flags. And I haven't seen a Trump 2024 flag yet. I'm sure they'd be waving it if somebody had printed one. Maybe we're just waiting for those to get printed. But they're waving their Trump 2020 and flags. The place is packed. This Hyatt Hotel in Orlando is the second largest building, second tallest building in Orlando. 1,600 plus rooms. So they didn't go small. And the engineer sends me a message. You have to experience a Trump rally to know how it feels. You do. I'm trying to like convey it to you. Now, we're going to have more Trump rallies, folks. Think about this. The next 4 years. Is Donald Trump, whether he's an announced candidate or not, we all know. I mean, he's our candidate. That's it. You know those football plays where a guy has the ball and the opposing line stops him. And he can't get through. And the big guards and tackles, offensive guards and tackles and the tight ends, okay, they will pick the guy up and carry him across the goal line. They will push. In other words, you pick the guy. He's got the ball, okay? You got to get the ball across. So you pick him up. You pick the little halfback up, and you push him through the opposing line. Well, that's what we're going to do with Donald Trump. Of course, he's not a little halfback. He's a killer fullback. But we're gonna make Donald Trump run. He wants to run, but I'm saying that it's a two way thing here. He's our candidate, and whether he's pushing us and carrying the ball or whether we're carrying him, it doesn't make any difference. We're headed to the goal line. There he is. He's on stage. Boy, blink and you miss it. He just came out. And what did I say? Lee Greenwood. Proud to be an American. It's Lee Greenwood singing. Here he is. Get your popcorn out, folks. Here's the president. Crowd's going on, becoming unglued. What a moment. What a great man. He's got a red tie on, his usual. Oh, does he look cool? The look on his face, folks. Oh, man, he just never looked better. Yeah.
He's saying thank you to all of us. Of course, nobody can hear him. It's a sea of people. He's going to let Lee Greenwood finish. I'll tell you what I see on his face, folks. I'll turn it down just a little bit. I see what I see on his face. Man, you see, he looks great. I'll tell you what. This guy is in full battle charge. He's going for it. Yeah, the engineer comments, very few masks. And yes, we are better looking than the Democrats. They need a mask. They should keep their masks. So we don't have to look at them. Here he is. No man has ever done this to a crowd.
Well, thank you very much. And hello, CPAC. Do you miss me yet? Do you miss me? A lot of things going on. To so many wonderful friends, conservatives, and fellow citizens in this room, all across our country, I stand before you today to declare that the incredible journey we begun together. We went through a journey like nobody else. There's never been a journey like it. There's never been a journey so successful. We began it together 4 years ago, and it is far from being over.
Nice. Oh, we love Trump as a chant.
Our movement of proud, hardworking. And you know what this is? The hardest working people, hardworking American patriots, is just getting started. And in the end, we will win. We will win. We've been doing a lot of winning. As we gather this week, we're in the middle of a historic struggle for America's future, America's culture, and America's institutions, borders, and most cherished principles. Our security, our prosperity, and our very identity as Americans is at stake, like perhaps at no other time. So no matter how much the Washington establishment and the powerful special interests may want to silence us, let there be no doubt, we will be victorious and America will be stronger and greater than ever before.
Nice. You could hear a pin drop.
I want to thank my great friends, Matt and Mercedes Schlapp. Matt, thank you. Thank you. Mercedes, thank you very much. And the American Conservative Union for hosting this extraordinary event. They're talking about it all over the world, Matt. I know you don't like that, but that's okay. All over the world. I also want to pay my love and respect to the great Rush Limbaugh.
Nice touch. Rush is listening.
Who is watching closely and smiling down on us. He's watching and he's loving it and he loves Catherine. Catherine, thank you for being here. So great. Thank you, Catherine. He loved you, Catherine. I will tell you that. So fantastic. Thank you, Catherine, very much. To each and every one of you here at CPAC, I am more grateful to you than you will ever know. We are gathered this afternoon to talk about the future of our movement, the future of our party, and the future of our beloved country. For the next 4 years, the brave Republicans in this room will be at the heart of the effort to oppose the radical Democrats, the fake news media, and their toxic cancel culture, something new to our ears, cancel culture. And I want you to know that I'm going to continue to fight right by your side. We will do what we've done right from the beginning, which is to win. We're not starting new parties. You know, they kept saying, he's going to start a brand new party. We have the Republican Party.
Nice.
It's going to unite.
Nice. That was an important statement.
I am not starting a new party. That was fake news.
Brilliant.
Fake news. No. Wouldn't that be brilliant? Let's start a new party and let's divide our vote so that you can never win. No, we're not interested in that. No, we have tremendous. Mr. McLaughlin just gave me numbers that nobody's ever heard of before. More popular than anybody. That's all of us. It's all of us. Those are great numbers, and I want to thank you very much. Those are incredible numbers. I came here, and he was giving me 95%, 97%, 92%. I said, they're great, and I want to thank everybody in this room and everybody all throughout the country, throughout the world, if you want to really know the truth. Thank you, Doug. Thank you. We will be united and strong like never before. We will save and strengthen America, and we will fight the onslaught of radicalism, socialism, and indeed, it all leads to communism.
Nice.
Once and for all. That's what it leads to.
Nice.
You'll be hearing more and more about that as we go along, but that's what it leads to. You know that. We all knew that the Biden administration was going to be bad, but none of us even imagined just how bad they would be and how far left they would go. He never talked about this. We would have those wonderful debates. He would never talk about this. We didn't know what the hell he was talking about, actually. His campaign was all lies, talked about energy. I said, you know, this guy actually, he's okay with energy. He wasn't okay with energy. Wants to put you all out of business. He's not okay with energy. He wants windmills, the windmills. The windmills that don't work when you need them. Joe Biden has had the most disastrous first month of any president in modern history. That's true. Already the Biden administration has proven that they are anti-jobs, anti-family, anti-borders, anti-energy, anti-women, and anti-science. In just one short month, we have gone from America first to America last. You think about it, right? America last. There's no better example than the new and horrible crisis on our southern border. We did such a good job. It was all work. Nobody's ever seen anything like we did. And now he wants it all to go to hell. When I left office just 6 weeks ago, we had created the most secure border in U.S. history. We had built almost 500 miles of great border wall that helped us with these numbers, because once it's up, you know, they used to say wall doesn't work. Well, you know what I've always said? Walls and wheels, those are two things that will never change. The wall has been amazing. It's been incredible. And little sections of it to complete, they don't want to complete it. They don't want to complete little sections in certain little areas. They don't want to complete, but it's had an impact that nobody would have even believed. It's amazing considering that the Democrats' number one priority was to make sure that the wall would never, ever get built, would never, ever happen, would never get financed. We got it financed. We ended catch and release, ended asylum fraud, and brought illegal crossings to historic lows. When illegal aliens trespass across our borders, they were promptly caught, detained, and sent back home. And these were some rough customers, I want to tell you. Some rough customers were entering our country. It took the new administration only a few weeks to turn this unprecedented accomplishment into a self-inflicted humanitarian and national security disaster. By recklessly eliminating our borders, controls, all of the things that we put into place, Joe Biden has triggered a massive flood of illegal immigration into our country, the likes of which we have never seen before. They're coming up by the tens of thousands. They're all coming to take advantage of the things that he said. That's luring everybody to come to.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
of the world as much as we'd love to. We'd love to help, but we can't do that.